Horror Stories Podcast. Hello, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories Podcast at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. Normally, you're going to hear one of my stories on this feed, but it's Sunday and time to relax and enjoy the weekly challenge. That's where I post the topic and then you send in a story based on that topic. I gather them all up in this editing program here, ramble a bit in between, and post the resulting catastrophe for your enjoyment and pleasure. This is weekly challenge number 201, and the topic is, What Have I Got in My Pockets? We've got a fun batch of stories this week on the topic of What Have I Got in My Pockets, so let's go ahead and hear them in the order that I received them. First up is Zach Man. What have you got for us this week, Zach Man?
This is Zach Man. This story was inspired by my sons. What do you mean this time you don't want another disaster, and this time you want to know what I got in my pockets? Yes, I will put everything on the table, and from the clothes I wore yesterday. Two. Keys, cell phone, Yu-Gi-Oh cards, gum, some coins, a rock, crayons, a coloring book, a cat toy, a kitten, candy wrappers, a Sansa player, a Discworld book, bicycle inner tube with tire patch kit, beef jerky, portable television, a Bionicle set, Legos, a sonic screwdriver, and an autographed photo of Harpo Marx. Dad, you know I hate laundry day.
Thank you, Zach Man. And remember, sonic screwdrivers are not toys. Okay, maybe they are. Now, if you had a hard time understanding that, the text for each story is available in the show notes at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. Also, there is a poll on that site where you can choose your favorites. That will determine who picks the topic next week. Oh, and there's links to people's sites so that you can learn more about them. Maybe send them flowers, follow them home at night, and stalk them until their dying day. For instance, you could stalk Steven the Nuclear Man with all that information. Let's see what he's got when you confront him with a sonic screwdriver. What are in your pockets, Steven?
Hey everybody, I've got exciting news this week. An anthology called Timeshares is coming out this week, and I'm one of the authors in it. You can get this anthology at the link that should be in the show notes. I also have a guest voice today. Dun dun dun. So, here we go. Uncle Al smelled his vapor rub as he poked at me. "How's my little girl?" My young voice squeaked angrily at him.
"I am a boy."
Al ran his finger through his thick black hair. "Okay, little girl." He reached out and I felt a brief tug. "Got your nose."
"I am a boy, and that's your finger, not my nose."
I smiled.
"I've got one too, Uncle."
I reached towards his scalp, then put my hand in my pocket.
"Guess what I've got, Uncle?"
He shrieked, feeling the air cold against his suddenly bald scalp.
"Oh,"
I said.
"You figured it out."
Thank you, Stephen, and congratulations. It's always cool when someone gets out of the kiddie pool and gets published. Way to go. Yay! Next up is Justin. He's known as the Space Turtle. He didn't send any audio this week, so I guess the midget is the one that will have to do the noooom thing. Let's see if he's capable of doing it. Short people are supposed to be able to do everything that full-sized people can, except change really high light bulbs? Let's find out.
Space Midget. In my pocket are keys to other worlds. I keep them in a small notebook. I put them there whenever I find them. Sometimes I find them at work, and other times when I'm waiting in line at the grocery store. I even find them at church. I found a door. I check my notebook for the key that fits. I take out one of the keys and put it in the lock. The door opens, and before me is my imagination. It flows out of the door and through me onto the pages. I hope you enjoy the stories. Hee.
Thank you, Justin. The midget really nailed it. Woohoo! Next up is TJ. He's up in North Dakota, where winter lasts until October. I hope you stay warm up there, because it sucks being really cold unless you're a polar bear, or an ice cube, or a polar bear statue made of ice cubes. TJ, what have you got for us this week?
Hi, I'm TJ. I am from North Dakota, where spring is starting to make its presence known a little bit up here, and this is Analyzing Alanis. Alanis always skated on past that hand she had in her pocket. The other one was the one out giving high fives, or playing a piano, or hailing a taxi cab. The hand she kept hidden was the attitude of a generation. Think about the look. Jaded 90s hippie chick can't be bothered to engage 100% in anything. The one hand in her pocket was flipping a bird of solidarity with a reality bite, slacker, coffee-fueled, Seattle-centric vibe. Things make no sense, but what it all comes down to, my good friends, is that everything is just fine, fine, fine.
Everything is just fine, TJ. Thank you for reminding us. So many people forget that things are fine, but, well, they are. Just sit back and laugh and take one hand. I don't know. Well, okay, leave that. We'll get back to that hand. The other hand, I don't know what to do with that hand as well. Shake hands with yourself. Congratulations. You've discovered that everything is fine. I don't know what to say. Next up is Anima. She has returned. People are always worried about not getting things in time, but, well, I'm lazy, and I haven't been doing these until noon on Sunday. Just wait until I wrap around and do them Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday, and eventually we lose a week, because I'm lazy. Here's Anima with her story, because she's not lazy.
Hello, Anima here with my submission for Weekly Challenge 201, titled Deep Pockets. When I bought the jacket, I was looking for something more practical than my technical fleece. The ancient Sherpani wanted 150 rupee, but settled for 100 and the tube of chapstick, everything I had in my pockets. That night, I noticed the value of the coat when my guidebook disappeared into its cosmic folds, followed by a 2-liter bottle of water. And a live chicken. I've lived in Kathmandu 10 years now, carrying loads for trekkers. I make them pay extra for conversations about sports and politics. Wherever you are, Hajurama, I owe you 50 rupee.
Thank you, Anima. Although, is the chicken really alive when it's in those pockets? That's a question that the chicken must answer. We have no answer for it. We don't know. Does the chicken exist? Does it not? I'm confused. Maybe Jay Radimus has the answer to that. Jay Radimus, what have you got in your pockets?
Good evening. This is Jay Radimus for the Weekly Challenge number 201, the topic of what have I got in my pockets. Due to conditions in the home. I'm actually back to using a portable device tonight. So apologies for any sound quality issues. My apologies for being absent for the historic episode 2, or weekly challenge 200. It just happened to coincide with family being in from out of town, and my wife and I, we live in a very small apartment, and so trying to do recording and writing and editing while I have guests just seemed a bit selfish to me, so I just didn't do that. My story is entitled Fiddling Around, and I kind of feel like it could be part of like one little introductory portion of a larger story, kind of the good part of the story before the conflict is introduced for our main character, who I have named Zara. So here's my story, Fiddling Around. What have I got in my pockets? The stranger casually fingered through his clothes, pretending to look for money he knew wasn't there. Zara waited patiently, her fiddle dangling from her fingers. Her offer seemed implausibly generous to him. A song for the largest bill in his pockets, sight unseen. He wondered how she made a living. Like most people, he didn't carry cash anymore. During this distraction, Zara waggled her fingers surreptitiously. A now familiar shock came over his face as he pulled a 20 from his otherwise empty pocket. She hid a smirk, pocketed her fee, and played him his song. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.
Ah, I believe in the power of magic. Isn't it powerful? Very powerful. Thank you, J. Radimus. Next up is Norval Joe. Now, we've all been wondering about the story, about the harmonica, that he always starts with. I think we're going to find the answer this week. Oh, yes.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll, and this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 201. With a prompt about something in my pocket. It's after midnight, Texas time, but I'm in California and it's not midnight yet, so I'm still going to get this done and sent in. Here we go. It was in a bad area of town, in a town already bad enough. An old man sat every day on the corner of 4th and T. His name was Art King. He was old and wrinkled, but sat on his soapbox with such regal presence, everyone called him King Arthur. A stranger pulled a knife on him and said, "Give me all you got." "Well, let's see what I got here in my pocket." He pulled out an old harmonica and said, "You can have it and every other disease I have." He laughed, coughed, spat, and played a song. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Thank you, Norval Joe. One last story this week in my pocket. Hold on, let me see. It's a story from Planet Z. Let's see what's in Planet Z's pockets.
Stare at your target. Synchronize alpha waves and make connection. I can't explain mind jumping any better than that. Neither can the Psychic Academy, but without their training, I'd be a drooling husk rejected by strong host personalities. Instead, I can leap, store my body in a coma hotel, and walk you around while searching your memories like pockets. Jumping back stuns the host temporarily. By then, I'm long gone. With your secrets and money. Not this time. Back at the coma hotel, somebody's buried a knife in my chest. Not Good. Sorry, chump, but your ass is literally mine now.
That's it for today's 100 Word Stories Weekly Challenge, number 201, What Have I Got in My Pockets? The show notes at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com have the text for the stories, a list of all the authors with links to their sites, and a poll where you can say, oh, I like this one, I like that one, oh, I like that one. Plus, the archives have over 2,000 episodes of single stories and these weekly challenges. I'll see y'all next week. Until then, thank you for listening. The next weekly challenge topic is bats, and, as always, keep it brief. Closing.